For Eileen as well, the pair of us.
Also, as we always do, we would like to welcome our visitor this evening. And I must say, the feeling of love within this room is not estranged because of her presence, but in fact she blends very well into the energy of this room.
That's nice. This is the first time, I believe.
Yes. For the purpose of our guests, I will have a short time for any questions you may have.
Thank you.
Have you a question, Kelly? That you would like to ask?
Well, maybe you'll think of one in a minute.
It matters not, but we must give our guests the opportunity to ask. This year of your time, my dear friends, you have been aware that I have not been with you quite so much.
Yes.
But I told you this in the last year of your earthly lives. This will also happen in this coming year. Because, as you may be well aware, it is imperative now that each one of you grows spiritually, expands those gifts that you possess. And I am sure, my dear friends, you will agree with me when I say that each one of you is slowly making some progress this way.
Well, it's nice to hear your words on that, Sonimet. Thank you.
Yes. Sometimes I have been aware of just a little disappointment that I am not with you so often.
That's true.
But you know, all children are weaned, and basically that is what is happening to you all, that the time is coming that you must stand firm on your own 2 feet.
Yes.
Without the knowledge that I will always be with you to help. So that is the purpose of my withdrawing so often now.
I suppose it does give us the opportunity for others to come through.
Yes.
It's always nice to have your backups only met from time to time.
I am always with you. Do not be too concerned about that. But you need to grow. You need to expand. You need to recognize more that first and foremost you are spiritual beings. And of course it is important that you take care of the physical being. But as you know, I wish you to become much more spiritual here on earth.
And you have spoken with us about the changes that are happening on our planet, and it is nice to be part of that and to see things happening. And something that is happening at the moment, that there is a Russian team led by Artem Mihaev, they have developed electronic instruments that are capable of communicating with spirit. And I note that they are not the only team, but there are teams in, I think, 10 different countries, teams of scientists that are working towards this and communicating with instruments with spirit world. And I feel this will have far-reaching implications, and many more people will be convinced of the life in spirit than at present. Would you care to comment on that?
Of course, my dear friend. The country that you name as Russia has indeed been for a long time most interested in all aspects of what you call spirits or phenomenon. It is a well-known fact within your world that they have at times been most secretive about many aspects of development. Oh, but I have to tell you that all the major countries in your world now have the ability to communicate. Whether they use this for good purposes is always in question.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Yes. As always, human beings abuse what is given to them. But I can state to you that all major countries are aware of this particular phenomenon. Whenever something you term as new happens in your world, we in spirit smile, because there is nothing new. As I have said on many occasions, it always has been, but you are reinventing all of these things.
Yes. Is it that the scientific pathway to this is new, or is that something old as well?
Now that is not new. It is just that we are listening more, or rather you are listening more to what we give. Whereas in time gone by, most of our influence was rejected as nonsense or imagination or many different things. The scientific community has always been difficult to infiltrate.
Yes.
But now it is different. You will find throughout your world, my dear friends, that man is much more open to what is not understood fully. Mankind has reached a point where he is open to all. And in doing so, that knowledge will grow and expand throughout your world. I have told you on previous occasions, it cannot be rushed, but this time we in spirits are prepared to work hard in order that mankind fully understands what has happened and gone wrong in past times. You understand?
Yes. Perhaps it would be true to say that scientists are at long last becoming more open.
Yes. Yes, they are. It is almost like they listen or are impressed with new ears and new eyes. And of course, what also is happening in your world is that people, I believe you would say people power,
yes,
people power are instilling into these scientists that they will not now just accept anything that is told to them.
You have also told us, you told us in the past that we would learn a lot from up from the sea. And I have heard recently, I can't remember exactly what the details were, but from the fishes or some of the animals in the sea, they're beginning to find new ways of treating humans.
Yes.
From the way the fishes are.
Yes.
So that's, I whenever I hear something like that, I always remember your words.
When first I came to you, I said to all of you, only accept my words if you find them acceptable. Mm. But I also said that whatever I told you would be verified in some way throughout your world.
You did indeed.
And I think what is difficult for you as human being is the time scale. When I said it will be verified in other places at other times, you, I feel, were not fully aware that this time scale could mean years. But now you understand, and I feel you are coming and realizing that my words are truth and that they come to fruition.
Yes, I don't think there's any question about that, Sadiment. We accept your words as truth entirely.
But I did not want you just to accept my words as blindly, as most people do with their holy books. I did not want that for you, my dear friends. I wanted you to have your own minds to accept as you will.
And it was nice to get the confirmation.
Yes.
Yes, I was only reading today about he wasn't much more than a child who was learning the Quran by heart so that he could recite it. And I thought, well, this is not developing the mind in any way.
But even within the strictest of your earthly religions, there are always those who doubt or wonder and question.
Hmm.
That is all we can ask of human beings, that you question and you accept for yourselves what you know. Not to be led as your animals are led, but to be free to read, to listen, to see, and to understand. That is all we ask of anyone.
With your words, as far as I'm concerned, sometimes I might have asked questions because I don't fully understand, but I have to say I've never doubted anything you said. And that's the first time I think I've had that with anybody, that I haven't actually doubted something. So obviously your words are right.
And I have always welcomed your questions, my dear friends, because it shows to us in spirit that you are thinking for yourself. You wish to have clarity and that you are moving forward. So never be afraid to question. Never be afraid to ask questions. You know, in spirit, we are not easily insulted. Yes.
Could I ask a question about craniosacral therapy, which is the method of healing that Kelly has experienced at? It's in our times, it's a relatively new method of healing, and typically it was frowned upon by orthodox science at first. But much development has happened since, and scientists have, I think, demonstrated now that this method of healing does in fact work. And would you care to comment on that?
Always, my dear friend, there has been doubts about many of what you call different medicines. Firstly, let me say this to you, that these types of healing have always been new. Nothing is new. But it is only since mankind has begun the use of chemical treatments that these other healings have been pushed away as being sometimes called nonsense. But that comes from ignorance of people. All of these treatments that are available take intuition and insight. I would wish to say to you, no matter the title of the healing, if it works for the people, how can that be bad? And again, I hear you use your word scientist. Oh, how often they come to the conversations that we have. It is their lack of knowledge which holds them back. Let me say this to you. The human structure, even now, is not completely and fully understood. But as in all things, people are being influenced from spirit to use these healings for good. There are too many to name. And again, I would say to anyone, use your own intuition and you will find your pathway to the treatments that are suitable for you at that moment in time. Also, let me say, although the physical body is healed, it comes from spirit. No matter what treatment, what healing, whatever, all healing comes from spirit.
Yes, with some of these healing practices, it's more obvious that it comes from spirit than others.
Yes, but although the practitioner may not be fully aware, they are being influenced.
Yes, I think it's fairly obviously from spirit in the case of the craniosacral therapy.
Yes.
And the kinesiology that we've also spoken about.
Yes. I know you have said This is a new treatment. Let me tell you, my dear friends, that the ancient Egyptians used this method of healing.
Uh-huh.
That is a little known fact.
Well, that's nice to know.
So, all of your new treatments are not new.
And even the medical treatments, they get
hurt. Medicine, as you know it today, is fairly new because of the chemical construction of what they give you.
Yes, and we have...
I am speaking of natural remedies.
But sometimes their cure, or supposedly their cures to help cure something, can be pretty horrific on the body.
Yes, indeed. Yes, that is true. Yes.
Although I guess they're trying.
That is why humankind at this moment in time in your world are turning to these other therapies,
yes,
other treatments, because people realize that the body does not need all of these harsh chemicals. That is why these therapies, new therapies as you call them, are coming to the fore.
Yes, unfortunately we have this scientific bias which is most prevalent today and I would say goes too far.
Yes.
This treatment that Kelly and Paul are using,
yes,
you said it, the ancient Egyptians used it.
Yes.
Has it continued to be used all that time, or has spirit influenced modern man to reignite it?
Spirit has always influenced, even throughout the darker days of humankind. Spirit has always been by your side. Mm. But mankind has gone through many stages, I must say, of self-destruction. And many of these beautiful therapies have been lost. I am always intrigued by the word therapy. To me, all of these healings, because that is what it is a healing of the physical frame. But as I have said on many, many occasions, that the spirit has to be touched first, before the physical body will realign itself. You understand?
Yes.
But might I ask if this healing principle was developed by spirit and the earthly ancient Egyptians, or did the visitors from elsewhere help in the development?
No visitor was responsible. You must remember, the ancient Egyptians at that time were much into oils and bathing and all kinds of healing properties. It was just their knowledge, all of which they lost, as did many communities in your world at different times of your history. But they have always been available. Even to your early cavemen, they know the benefits of healing the physical body. They had their own ways of treating things. And so it has always continued.
when you say it has always been available, it is always there in spirit.
The influence,
or perhaps
yes.
The Akashic record, as we
yes.
say sometimes. And it can be tapped from there.
Yes.
Is that your meaning?
That is always a possibility.
Hmm.
Yes. All knowledge has always been available to mankind.
Yes.
You must remember that nothing has been withheld from man.
Yes.
It is mankind himself who has lost himself.
It's available.
Say.
Yes, sorry. It's available by going within and
yes.
opening oneself to that knowledge.
Yes, yes. Mm. You must go inwards to seek knowledge. It is imperative. Again, I constantly repeat myself. You must sit in the quiet times. You must allow yourself to meet all that is around and about you, to know yourselves, and to listen in that quietness.
Have you thought of a question, Kelly?
I did have a question on relationships, and whether whether it is good to have a relationship or whether it's best to focus on the spiritual path, if it's not a distraction.
Well, I would say to you, my dear friend, as all the others within this room know, that your free will is the most important part of your human life. Whether you choose to deny yourself of relationships or to seek another pathway, we cannot live that life for you. You have to choose. You cannot say, is this path better than that path? It is entirely up to you, my dear friend, to choose your life pathway. You can be influenced, you can be guided, but ultimately it is your choice. So many people are able to encompass both, to join two pathways and to tread one. But again, that is up to each and every individual. I do not say your pathways are always easy, but you ultimately know what is right for you. Each and every one of you know from within what is the right thing to do. I hope that has helped you a little.
I was just wanted to ask if how Salome would describe that point where the spirit is touched.
When the spirit is touched, all healings take place. Remember, my friend, that you will never be able to, I use your earthly word, cure people, because some conditions are meant to be. It is part of people's pathways to have certain conditions. But when the spirit is touched, then the best of health for that person will be attained.
It's like a sort of a magic moment.
Almost like a light comes within the human being, and they know which pathway to follow. Like we were speaking of treatments, they will be guided and helped to the right people at the right time.
So it's almost like a little enlightenment suddenly occurs.
Yes, perhaps that might be a good word to use for understanding. Yes, the spirit is touched. Enlightenment takes place. I am sure each one of you in this room knows of someone who is never better, no matter what is happening or whoever they see. And that is because the spirit is not ready. I'm sure you are aware of someone like that.
Conversely, I think you saying about getting light, Emily, I think it's been the right time for her to meet Paul, and Paul's helped her, and in fact Emily said she did see a ball of light that you said came into you, didn't you, Emily?
Yes.
So physically you can, I think perhaps you can be aware of it as well as spiritually.
Yes. And also she came into this room and has stayed. There are many, there is never just one situation. There are usually many, and sometimes it can even take years of your time. But it is open to everyone to live the best way that they can. Some are drawn to the healing therapies, others are drawn to helping people or animals, or go to other areas to help. Each one of you has a pathway in life.
And I was just going to say, and it's kind of more about Emily and the individual opening, being open to these things around them.
But she needed the catalysts of being here, being helped to relax a little more, having the therapies you have given her. All of these things are a combination, a culmination of different things. Yes. And she now, because the spirit has been touched, as she is becoming well. I might say she is a good example. Yes. Also, I think the one that you know as Graham is another very good example of when the spirit is confronted, good things happen.
Yes. And you have said in the past, you know, you need trouble sometimes to help you grow, because otherwise you don't learn anything.
Yes, some people do need to have those different experiences. Not everyone, but yes, to recognize good times, sometimes it is necessary for the not so good to happen.
Talking, you mentioned about animals. I was thinking a little while ago, and you may have touched on this before, but you have told us that we have illnesses because disease causes disease. When animals get ill, why do animals get ill? Have they also done something that they shouldn't have done?
Yes, the laws of life have been broken at some point.
Hmm.
It is a slightly different energy, but the rules, as I will call them, that is not quite correct, but I will call them for your ease of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Something has happened to create that illness within the animal. Yes.
Also,
remember that the cause and effect is rife in all stages of human life.
So also with the animals, maybe not in this lifetime, but
yes,
in the previous lifetime.
Yes,
right.
You cannot always make a judgment. Mm.
Could you give me an example? I mean, I can understand where humans go wrong. Could you give me an example of what an animal might do wrong?
An animal may kill its young, and too often we hear humans say, that is their natural way. That is not their natural way.
Oh.
Too often, if they hunt for food, the bigger animals, that is their natural way to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have, for example, what shall we say, a domestic animal that turns upon its young, that is not natural.
Mm.
No matter how many times you hear that said, it is not a natural occurrence.
Oh, that's interesting. Thank you.
I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
And now I feel, my dear friends, it is time for me to leave you. Allow some others, if they wish to come, or whatever takes place. I leave you always cloaked with my love.
It's been an interesting session, Selimet, and we are much rewarded.
Thank you,
by your friends. Thank you.
I hope you can take something from this evening.
Indeed.
Yes, I'm sure we can. Thank you. Thank you.